tell you what, let's sing. Well, it's nice to see Briggs safe and sound. After all he's been around, and in my view he should be crowned the King of Limbo. Well, he's had his ups and he's had his downs. He's had his smiles and he's had his frowns. But I still say he should be crowned the King of Limbo. Now, oh,
what more can a poor boy do? Working for the likes of me and you. What more can a poor boy say? But I could use your help in any way.
He took his courage to the brink. If it were me, I would turn to drink. Well, that's the reason I think he should be the King of Limbo. Yeah, he had to be digging up sins, but at least he kept his begging limbs. I think that we should be crowning him the King of Limbo. Take it away with you, baby. That's cool.
And welcome to episode 116 of Evil Avatar Radio here at 1170 WACV. Got everybody here in the studio with us again tonight. And that was Limbo of the Lost. The spoiler warning, maybe? Probably not. He apparently becomes the King of Limbo. That was the end song, the end game song. Which you said you might want to play that, but
no.
Oh, okay.
No. That was some sort of. You know, I thought about playing it the same way every now and then on a dark country road. You think about veering into oncoming traffic, like, you know, the philosophical monstrous freedoms. You know, what are all the terrible things I could theoretically do to myself? Nothing more than that.
Yeah,
because I watched the video.
Yeah, look it up on YouTube. It's over there. Limbo, the Lost End Song, yeah, King of Limbo, whatever. If
we
you
really
want to
had
it.
To use that at some point.
By the way, if anybody can find that Tron 2 footage, let us know in the chat room.
We were looking for it earlier.
I don't know that has anybody in here seen that footage?
I know I haven't.
From Comic-Con?
No, I don't even know what you're talking about. So,
guys, got to watch that. It was great. So if anybody
watch
can find
this footage that nobody can find,
I saw it on Saturday. I think it was Saturday. I don't remember when it was. But I watched it. So if somebody can find that Tron 2 footage, post it in the chat room. Let us know. Because everywhere we've looked, it's been taken down. But yeah. So Comic-Con was this past weekend, and there wasn't many game stuff announced. But there was some cool movie stuff that came out. But so there's that. We really don't have much to talk about, actually. This is
one of the lingering curses of E3. You get you know, on the far side of this giant landmass of E3, and you're completely becalmed. You know, you're totally in the news doldrums. There's really nothing. I mean, there's plenty happening, but nobody's talking about it. Nobody leaks any real news. Nobody's going to have a major announcement after E3. Everybody blew their wad a week and a half ago.
Really, they did. So I have no idea. I mean, there were some. I don't know. There were apologies from Nintendo that fell on deaf ears, because I didn't really care about their apologies for what they showed, or at least to the pretty much everybody that was at the press conference, and probably that watched the press conference. They apologized for not appealing to their taste, needs, whatever. I don't really think they care either. When you're making that kind of money, I really don't think it matters.
No, old people will buy it.
That's true.
Well, old people and not necessarily the uninformed, but the casual, casual gamers who, you know,
people who aren't us.
People who aren't us is a good way to is a very good way to put that. So, I don't know. What else was there going on in the news? It's really, you'll have to bear with us because it's, I don't know how hot it is in this room right now. The air is down. It's about 80 something right now, I think.
It's somewhere, it's probably in the high 80s.
It's going to be more than that by the time that we're done with this, so we're actually thinking about breaking out early.
Yeah, they're going to do the second hour from the...
I think we're going to go downstairs and do the second hour from the other studio, because it's a lot cooler down there.
We're in an upstairs studio, you know, with very little insulation between us and the outside world. Seriously?
No, like not you did, do that. I was trying to get you mid-sentence. No. You didn't. You just rolled right through.
No way, man. Okay. I'm not going to go up.
Yeah, so...
So it's... Bleh. What do you got? You got a combination of a, you know, completely newsless Newsweek and an unbelievably hot studio, so...
For the most, it was... You know, one of the things we said, oh, Alan Wake didn't show up at E3, and then we thought, oh, apparently it's going to show
TGS.
Up.
What happens on Tuesday?
Nope, it's not going there
either. It isn't going there either.
So we don't know what's going on.
Whatever. That's it. No more of my attention is being dedicated to caring about that game. The tiny little part of my brain that cared about it, enough to worry about it and wonder where it was, is gone. Like, I'm sure it'll show up somewhere. I'm not exactly ready to class it as vaporware or Nukemware or anything like that, but whatever.
Yeah.
Nobody's got anything to show for it. I'm just not going to think about it.
So that's what we heard on Tuesday. What else? Like I said, it was a really lax week of news. Nintendo lost a lawsuit on their controller.
Yeah, I saw that regarding the analog sticks.
Yeah. I don't know how much it's costing them, but...
I don't think they really care.
Exactly. I don't think it hurts them. Whatever the case may be, whatever that cost may be, I don't think it's a problem for them.
The main thing I saw come out of that was that they were told to stop the sales of the classic controller, and I think there was one other model they were told stop on. I can't remember off the top of my head. Anescape, I think, is the name of the company. And apparently, like, Sony and Microsoft have bought them off in the past, so that's why they aren't targeted by this.
Patent trolls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't actually make any controllers. They, you know, just patented
it. They patent it, and then they're like, oh, you stole our idea. Mm-hmm. We haven't done anything with it yet. You guys did that, but
we
thought of it first. Well,
it'll go to appeals.
Yeah. Final Fantasy 13 coming to PC as well.
It's a little interesting.
Yeah.
That's very interesting. What's the last one they did for PC? 8?
Seven, I think.
No, there was an 8 on PC. Yeah. I know that for a fact.
You're right, there was an 8.
Because I played the demo. I didn't ever play the game, but I actually played the demo on the PC.
11
if you count it.
Yeah, you know.
But
I wish I could.
Yeah, 8.
Outside the strict...
Yeah, that's not part of the series to me.
No. It really isn't. It's Final Fantasy Online is what it is.
Yeah.
Which is fine. That's okay.
You know how in some buildings they don't build a 13th floor?
Right.
There was Final Fantasy 11. But we skipped. We went from 10 to 12.
It's very good.
Yeah, that's I can
completely buy into that point of view. Yeah. I just couldn't remember if they did a PC iteration of 9.
They didn't.
Okay.
Yeah, 8 was the last.
That's just a very strange...
What about... Wasn't Final Fantasy Online? Was that not PC? That wasn't PC either.
Where were you? Seconds ago.
Typing in the chat room, not even paying attention.
That's what I'm supposed to do, man. But I don't have my laptop, so you're filling that role.
Yeah.
All right, thanks, brothers in arms.
It's the heat.
Well, you're welcome for a little bit of perspective.
I know what
it's like going the other way.
Yeah.
No, Final Fantasy XI. It should have been Final Fantasy Online, not part of the progression. There you go. Yeah. It's done with.
What about Final Fantasy VIII? Didn't it? No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
And did you guys
go ahead and go downstairs?
Something was seen on some of the ESRB information that GTA 4 had been rated for the PC.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that.
Which I didn't have any doubt that they were going to bring. They brought them all to the PC so far.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's usually a 6-month window.
Somewhere
I think.
Around there,
yeah, something like that. Well, I can understand people not necessarily expecting it to drop directly on the PC because this time the effective retail lifespan of the games on the consoles are changed significantly by the fact that there's going to be downloadable content. Right. Like, you don't just drop the game. Okay, the game's at retail. Retail sales are going to decay to a certain point, and then we release the PC version. Like, whether that even has anything to do with it, it's just that, you know, what the game means sitting at retail, I suppose, is completely different now. Because right about the time the last of the attention wears off, kaboom, DLC. There you go. You know, they'll probably be wanting to
push it. Which we didn't hear anything about at E3, by the way.
Yeah.
The DLC for...
That's okay. Because between now...
We heard enough about it.
Between now launch, and, like, February, I don't... Well, not now, I should say August. Like, once August starts to kick up, it's from then on till next year, it starts to become the busy time.
Yeah. We don't need to hear anything specific about it anyway. No, it's going to be what it's going to be. I'm going to get it, and there you go. Yeah, we'll, it's done with.
Probably I'll be suckers and buy it, and there we go.
Oh, yeah. I will be a sucker, and I'll buy it.
I mean, I will. I enjoy the game, so.
Yeah, I hope that'll happen, though. It just, it reminds me a little bit about... this is one of the things that tweaks me a little bit about cross-platform titles. I don't especially mind, but... You know, the... Well, I don't know if it's fair to necessarily blame the consolization of these things, but DLC has a tendency to compromise, like, what might be happening on the PC. Fallout 3 already looks a little bit dicey for people that want to buy it on the PC because they're not shipping it with an SDK. Mm. And, like, you know, that's exactly what people expected.
Yeah.
They totally expected it to perform the same way that Oblivion did. It comes out, it's lacking in a number of ways, but the SDK is there. Boom, within a couple of weeks, you got mods popping up left, right, and center to make the game what the fan base actually wants it to be. That's something I've actually always enjoyed about the PC game.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. let the community add the polish, because it's a level of, like, communistic development to take it that last several inches. But they're not going to do that with Fallout 3 because they want to sell downloadable content. So,
well, dang it, I want to build my own house.
I know.
Which I think I spent almost I think I spent an equal amount of time in the editor building my house as I did actually playing the game.
Yeah, I don't want to build
my own.
Which
is by no means a bad thing.
I want somebody else to build it.
To build
an
awesome
house. I want to go online to some sort of IKEA.
I'll email you.
Smorgasbord where I can just go pick things.
I build it.
Yeah. Like, that's what I really, really want. I don't want the need to sell extra crap on the console.
If their expectation is to be able to sell DLC to the PC base, I think they're in for about as much disappointment as Microsoft was in trying to sell Live to PC gamers.
Yeah, they really are. You have completely missed.
I don't know so much fixed as gave up on.
Well, okay, yeah.
Yeah. I just can't wait for the dog
fixed.
Meat armor.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it's wrong. I have a tendency to think it's possible that they're saying, well, we don't want, you know, the PC version to be flooded with lots of cool stuff. We want you to buy this limited amount of mediocre stuff for your console. We don't want you to feel bad about it. So we're going to make sure that they don't have anything. You know, they feel like it's very parental. It's like, you know, we don't want the other kid to feel bad, so we're not going to let, you know, this kid over here, the first kid, have anything extra. It doesn't make this one feel bad, and we don't want to listen to your whining. So,
yeah,
lowest common denominator all the way around. Maybe that's a bit conspiratorial. I don't know. Either way, we're not getting an SDK straight away. And they've been very evasive about
why.
About why and when, if at all, it'll be released. So, I don't know.
I was scrolling through the PC release list. Just out of curiosity's sake, because I know it's coming out for the 360 and stuff. I just hadn't looked at this, and I'm thrown through this list, and I come across Prison Tycoon 4 Supermax. That means that there was Prison
Tycoon 1 through 3,
and they did well enough to merit a fourth. Who buys that?
Prison Tycoon.
Prison a Tycoon.
If I'd been aware of it, I might have.
Wardens.
Yeah, right.
I think probably the best image
corrections officers
is the corrections officers on their break playing Prison Tycoon.
Right.
Like it's weird how you work at a job and then all of a sudden you're interested in doing that same job.
Oh man! If
through a completely different interface,
AV booth operator tycoon, I would be all over that.
I gotta tell you, I'm not in any way interested in theater
tech
tycoon.
Support tycoon.
Tech support tycoon.
Yeah, I guess that probably wouldn't be good, would it? There was a thread talking about on NEVAV, it was a poll for movie theater concessions. Do you buy them and that sort of thing? And then I started thinking, I wonder if there's a movie theater sim. Where you, like, pick the movies based on how good they are to put in your theater. How much do you charge for snacks? How much do you charge for this? Can you kick out people that bring children? You know, what's all that sort of stuff. Can you sell alcohol?
Yes.
I'm really interested in that now.
I would go there.
Exactly. Yes.
That's my kind of movie theater.
Definitely. But yeah, so I was thinking about that. I don't know. I almost imagined one existed because they've got Prison Tycoon, Shopping Mall Tycoon. They got so many different things that you can do. What did you find?
I'm going to freaking Google Movie Theater Tycoon.
Okay, go for it. See what you find. what else did we get? Well, we were talking. They announced Games for Windows Live
Cinema
is now
Tycoon.
Free.
Yeah.
What?
Cinema Tycoon. I'm not making this up. Cinema Tycoon.
Yeah, but is it based on, like, movie theaters, or is it based on...
Yeah, it's movie
You
theaters.
Own a studio
it's
and you
movie
make
theaters.
Movies. There goes Tech Support Simulator coming in through his BlackBerry.
You can choose the hits and avoid the flops to maximize profits. You can improve and expand your cinema to attract more customers.
Nice.
Three unique game objectives and three different locations.
I'll have to take a look at that.
It is $20 on Yahoo Games. There is a free trial, though.
Yeah, we'll see. No, they announced that Games for Windows Live is now free. It was always free if you had an Xbox Live account, but if you didn't, they charged. But
why is it free now? I don't. Could it be because it didn't work at all?
Yeah.
Because it was a giant megalithic failure to expect that PC gamers were going to pay extra for a service that didn't give them even a portion of the functionality they already had for free.
Well, what about today? The Xbox Maybe. Live is now free for a few titles. Like, Silver accounts can play online for, like, Shadowrun, Lost Planet Colonies. What else was on there? What else was on this list?
I thought that was for cross-platform play.
Or maybe it is cross... Let's see.
Yeah, I mean, but that's... Wasn't that what it was? Strictly for cross-platform play? I didn't look at it. I just saw
Xbox Live Silver members are now able to play some Xbox 360 games online.
Huh.
Only three titles allow free online play: Universe at War, Shadowrun, and Lost Planet.
Okay.
Call of Duty 4, Gears, they still require Xbox Live Gold, but they think the shift came about because I think those are... Well, because the Windows Live members have free online multiplayer, and all three of those titles are cross-platform.
Right. That's what it was then.
That's the reason they did it. They did it for free. So.
Well, I guess.
But that's good.
Hooray? Question mark.
Yeah.
I suppose.
So, that was announced today. What else do we have going on? What did we play this weekend? Jeremy's out of the room for a second. We'll get to him in a bit. But Daniel, what did you play this weekend?
I played Dwarf Fortress. I played like 50 or 60 hours of Dwarf Fortress this week.
Really?
I'm not even making that up. That's all I did. I was absorbed in my Dwarf Fortress.
Man, you hate yourself, don't you?
Dude, that game is brutal.
My Dwarf
That Fortress. Game is brutal. The first, like, two, I accidentally flooded my fortress and killed all my dwarves.
What is Dwarf Fortress? I haven't been following
Dwarf
along.
Dwarf Fortress is a...
It's easy to screw up when you say it.
Deep and complex strategy simulation kind of game with very simplistic... I mean, it's ASCII graphics. There are, like, tile set packs you can download that, you know, improve on that a little bit. But by default, it's ASCII graphics. Like, my little smiley face is going after the little lowercase g, which is the goblin. And I'm like, get him, dwarf, get him! And then, you know, there's some things, and then there's some red pixels that happen. And
it's like NetHack.
Yes, it's very much like... If take NetHack and turn it into a fortress-building game. Where you don't have direct control over your people, you just kind of give them jobs, and...
That sounds excellent.
They go. It is phenomenal. But it's, like NetHack, very unforgiving, and it punishes you mercilessly for the slightest mistake.
Are you kidding me? That's all you played this
That's really all I played. Like, I was so absorbed in that. Like, I really did not play anything else, I promise. I thought about it, but I just couldn't tear myself away. Because it was one of those, well, I was like, well, I'll just build this magma smelter, and then I'll be done. Well, by the time, like, while I'm waiting on that to build, we get done building, I, like, start another project in the fortress, and... then the dwarves die and I have to restart so I can at least, you know, save. And it was just,
you know. Civ has a tendency to make me do, it's like, well, I'll just do one more. Yeah, it's like, let me get this army built over here, or let me get this wonder built here, whatever the case may be.
Yeah, research this. It's very
let
much
me do
like
this.
That.
It won't take long to do, and then I'll be done. Going, well, there's this one thing. Oh crap! I've started nuclear stuff. I want to shoot a bomb over to whatever, which is always fun.
Yeah.
By that time you're you know already building a ship to Alpha Centauri. So.
And I imagine that'll
6 a.m. after you've been playing.
I'm going to try and make myself play something that's, you know, not an ASCII art.
1019 wants to know if you at least used a tile set.
I did use a tile set after a while.
Okay.
I'll post. Make sure a link's posted with the show info. And I'll have a compressed version of my tile set and all my settings if somebody wants to try it out. But
well, since that's all you played, I guess we can just. I guess that's it for you.
Yeah, that's all I did.
You're right, I didn't see you on Xbox Live this weekend.
No, I wasn't at Fortress. I'm sorry, it just sucked me in.
Dennis, what about you?
Mostly been playing more Tactics A2 and enjoying that. Tried out the 2-Human demo, and that's some good stuff. It really is.
Do you feel pretty much the same way? Like it was weird all the way around the edges?
Yeah.
It was like any particular element of the presentation you could look at and sort of sneer a little bit, but... You forgot about that, like, just as soon as you started.
I forgot that when I was, like, swinging my sword around.
Chopping guys around?
Yeah.
Scenery was nice.
It was okay. I thought it was inconsistent, you know?
Well, you know what it felt like? It felt like, and maybe it's right. Well, what do you mean inconsistent? I mean...
Like, some of the...
It felt like the demo jumped around to different parts.
Yeah, it was just some of the, like, you know... At the beginning of the demo, when you're outside and your guys are all in their armor, like, some of which is cool, some of which is garbage stupid, you know, looking up at the giant... You know, snowy tech fortress, and it's like, I don't know about that. Some of the areas inside, I was like, okay, this actually looks pretty good. Things like that. It was just certain locales seemed to come across a lot better than others. Of course, in the grand scale, I get the feeling that, you know, inconsistent isn't really going to matter on the whole scale because there's not enough variation. So, but I don't know. I just thought that some areas were very, I just didn't care. Like, I mean, I got what they were doing, but I just didn't think it was very well presented. And then others, parts of the interior I thought were really neat. And I was frustrated that I couldn't explore them. There were moments where I was like, this would be an excellent action RPG environment.
Yeah.
Instead of a hack and slash. But
I still need to go back through and play some more.
I'm too busy killing things to care.
Yeah, I need to go back through as the... I think they unlocked the Berserker class this past weekend.
Friday, I think it was, yeah.
I mean, you can go do the set your
clock. Yeah, you can do
trick.
The trick, but it's probably deserving of a couple of playthroughs. We've got now, what, a little bit outside of 2 weeks before the game comes
14th,
out?
14th, I think? Yeah, 14th.
Yeah.
So, you got time to do that. But yeah, so you played the 2-Human demo. Anything else?
No, that's about it. Just lots and lots of Tactics.
Okay. You're all over Tactics. He's all over Dwarf Fortress. I played the 2-Human demo. I played Rock Band and downloaded some more songs, the Who track pack specifically. I thought I played. What else did I play? Oh, I played some demos on the PS3. Pixel Junk Eden, I played, which is a very. Did you download that?
No, I didn't.
Okay. It's a very relaxed, sit back and just, I don't know, breathe in the smoke type of game. It's one of those types, but yeah, probably one I'll definitely be picking up when it launches. I don't know if it's this, maybe this week, but I played that. What did you end up playing, James?
I always do this, man. But like, it's funny. In the old days, it was like, whatever. I played 10 minutes of this 3 hours ago. Like that's how my schedule worked.
Yeah.
Nowadays, it's like you don't have time for me to tell you what I played. Like,
yeah, actually,
this segment of the show can like really, really sort of.
Every time I see you on X-Fire, you're playing something different.
And what's awesome?
He loaded up like a ton of MMOs.
I love my computer because at any point I'm usually playing at least two things, either two accounts simultaneously in the same MMO, two separate MMOs, two MMOs and Diablo. Like, there's almost never a point where I don't have Diablo at least loaded up and, like, in a window in the background. Because, like, My machine doesn't care.
Yeah, that's so inconsequential to what's going on.
You're all pathetic.
What do you want to do? This? Yeah. Sure.
Like, I'm sure if I had 5 WoW accounts, it would be fine. You know, I could load up X number of instances of the program, and it would be perfectly fine.
He could have his own team, his own little group.
He could be your own raid group.
Yeah, right? So I've usually got, like, some MMO and some single-player thing running simultaneously, whether or not I'm actually playing them. You know, it sort of depends. And things don't always work. I'm trying to find, like, the perfect mixture of all the things that'll work properly together and not upset my CPU or my GPU. Things that really don't occupy have the same sort of demands on my system. So, I will say that my time has been much taken up by MMOs. I'm really, not that I've never been a huge fan of that.
Eve, wow.
Not that it's a new thing for me, but like I'm really sort of falling into like a critical obsession with them. You know what I mean? Like not a.
How do you keep up?
Well,
you got plenty of time to keep up.
It's not an enthusiastic obsession. It's not that exactly. It's a. I do a lot of bouncing back and forth. I don't ever get stuck in an endless grind cycle in anything I'm doing. Like I like to get out of one after I've spent a certain number of hours in it, or at least get away from doing something serious in it. I've always been a huge proponent of that style of play, but not really in any of its current forms. I still don't feel like that whole thing has been properly realized. So I've become very fascinated with exposing myself to as many of them as I can simultaneously,
mm-hmm.
to like try to, you know, Sherlock Holmes my way through like all of these like different mysterious layers of like what makes this legitimate. Like I just now loaded up. I'm spending a lot of time in World of Warcraft, which is, it's a very strange, like, it's a very, very strange place right now, because you can't have something like Wrath of the Lich King be very nebulous. It's too big a deal. But a lot of what happens in an MMO, a lot of what happens with what people decide to do has to do with how they perceive reward systems. So when you have something like Wrath of the Lich King, which, because of what an immense product it is, it can't be nebulous and weird and out there in the distant future. Like, we know that it's imminent within the next probably 3 months. We know that so much of how this expansion launch, rather the previous expansion launched work, is going to be mirrored in this one. So we can kind of look back to how things happened, you know, almost 2 years ago, and like compare them to what we see now, and we say, you know, okay, the expansion's going to come out at this date. But like, knowing what that is and knowing what we've been through before, there are certain things that the majority of the player base just don't want to do. There are a very few number of people who care anything about PvE progression anymore. They don't, you know, people care about running dailies for massive amounts of cash, which, coming back to the game, explains the ridiculous inflation in the economies that I've seen. So they want to do dailies, they want to get money, they want to run alts, and they want to get, you know, a little bit of gear in PvP, and that's all anybody really wants to do. There are people out there doing semi-serious stuff, but, like, not really. So if you ever wanted to do that, and you're just trying to get into it, tough luck. Like, people were thinking about Lich King now, because just like the last expansion, when that launches, nobody cares. Nobody cares about anything. It's going to be a bunch of Death Knights and a bunch of people racing to 80, and that's it. So it really colors how the game works right now. So, like, I spend time there. I have a lot of friends there. I talk to people there. It's a very social thing for me. But as far as, like, really playing it, I don't. I spend time there, but I'm never invested in it, if that makes any sense. Age of Conan, on the other hand, like, that's been a very weird experience for me. I feel like I'm a little sad because, like, I had to sit on my shelf for a few days, you know, after I bought it, before I actually installed it. So I installed it, went through this whole thing, still didn't spend much time with it. It's a very tweakable game, and that's dangerous for me. Like games, like, I
never satisfied.
No, like I'm very, very tweaky when it comes to You know, I mean, I can just, like, jam all the settings up to maximum, but, like, that game is very strange in that in some ways, for some settings, jacking everything up, like, improves performance a little bit, but degrades appearance. It's very weird. Like, you take some sort of, like, nondescript look-better slider, right? Go all the way to the right, and it'll look better. And that doesn't happen. It's like it's inverted or something. It looks worse, performs better. Like, it's completely crap. So I had to, like, spend a lot of time trying to find this right balance where everything looked as good as it could. Performance really wasn't a problem. Like, whatever. It performs pretty well. I'd say in the middle of Tortage, with everything looking as good as I can possibly make it, I'm getting, like, 35, 40.
It's not bad, because there can be a lot going on there.
Like, right in the middle of Tortage, yeah. And that's as low as it gets. Everywhere else, upwards, you know. And it's okay, but it's... I really, really, really like being a part of an MMO's launch, and I feel really bad that I could not be there when the game was actually launching, because... You know, I've got the box, I get the game, I throw it on, I jump out there, and, like, right about the time, you know, I jump into the pool, everyone else gets out. Like, you talk about a bubble collapsing, man. I mean, these dudes are riding high. I don't know if you've seen, like, the trouble they're having with their stock, with Funcom stock. It's, like, less than half of what it was 2 months ago.
Yeah.
Nobody's really sure if that was a legitimate stock bubble created by... like a really, really optimistic launch. Mm-hmm. You know, they were quoting like 750,000 people, which I suppose very technically is correct, because even when you get your free month, you have to create a subscription. So yes, very, very technically they had 750,000 subscribers. But once all the free months started running out, and like
so did the
maybe
subscribers.
People would re-up for a single month. It's just people have evacuated that game, and it's been really interesting for me to see it in the wake of, like, you know, everyone's little, you know, speed lines and dust clouds that they left. Like, I mean, there's still a lot of people there. It's still fairly active, and I still haven't left Tortage because I've been, you know, trying to figure out what class I would even be interested in playing.
So with all of those MMOs that you're currently active in, Ghostbear is asking you to come play Warhammer.
I want to.
Yeah.
I desperately want to. I don't have access to it.
Yeah, that's one that I was really upset that I didn't get access to.
Yes. I really, really, really badly want to. I'm telling you, I'm becoming, like, again, it's not that kind of obsession. It's just that, like, I've got the means and the opportunity and the ability to examine all of these different MMOs simultaneously. And I get a special kind of joy out of it, and I think there's a lot to be learned from doing that, because I still think there's more potential in that form than unrealized potential, like fully unknown levels of, like, game design going on there that nobody's really dealt with. Everybody's kind of been playing a short game with MMOs, and AOC is a really good example of that. Like, look, dude, I want to walk from the thirsty dog down there to the guy. But I can't, because between me and him, and that's no more than 30 meters, right, to where the bank guy is, I get stuck on, like, three separate weird mesh overlays where there's, like, all these glitches on the ground where I get stuck on invisible lines on the ground. So everywhere I go in the game, I just jump. Because I don't know when I'm going to get stuck on a weird, stupid, invisible line on the ground. Like, I don't think you can necessarily sum up the game completely. I certainly can't. I can tell you the problems I've had and the things that I think are really enjoyable. There's a lot of aspects of it that I wish were more present in other games. They're missing in something like, wow, I like... reason. Like, I like shared instances, you know? I like this mixed instance content where, you know, we're all in the Acheronian ruins, you know. Like, I that's kind of fun. I know that there are camping issues and weird things that happen there, but to some extent, I feel like it's a very shared experience, even when I'm doing those things. I don't know. It's just very strange. I've heard a lot of people say that the game falls apart or becomes something completely different and unlikable after the first 20 levels. Like, it was a real bait and switch. You know, the presentation in the whole Tortage area of the game is really great. The voice acting and all of like the very, very CRPG-esque dialogue trees and everything is really neat. And then that gets snatched away from you after you leave this area, and it just becomes textual. Yeah. For what it's worth, I actually don't mind that. I think that the voice acting and everything is very, of a very high quality, and I think the writing is generally really pretty good. But I really, I just am like, I don't, you're talking too slow. I want to take out my quest log and show it to the NPC I'm talking to and be like, seriously, I have like 50 things to do here. Could you just tell me where is the ring of strange magical stuff that you want me to get? Is it over there? Okay, I'll go get it. Like, that's, I get what you're doing, but like, I have like so much stuff to do, and this other guy, he's getting ticked off that I'm not doing it. And I don't remember where everything is, and I've got too many quests. Just shut up. Your voice is very nice. You're written very well. I just want to get on my quest. So personally, if it was strictly text-based, I'd be fine with it. I appear to be in a minority with that, but I don't know. It's great. The presentation is good, but it's uneven. It's all really, really weird. Like, you've got bugs and stability issues. Bugs I found, not so much with stability issues. I haven't had any problems with that. You know, design irregularities, which I haven't run into because I'm not even out of Tortage. So I don't know. I mean, it's really fun. Most of the people there seem pretty nice, but I don't know. I doubt I'll even be paying for a first month. I think that, I don't know. I think when the free month is up, I'll be done with it. There's not enough other people playing it. I think it's really cool to play a nascent MMO, but to watch it develop. But I don't know.
I wonder if you'll see an even bigger, fleeing of people when Warhammer comes out.
No. You will see an enormous fling of people. I don't care what MMO is out when Wrath comes out.
Mm.
Everybody is going to try Wrath. I mean, not everybody, yeah. But when Wrath of the Lich King comes out.
True.
This, I think, is why.
It'll be
this,
from a lot of MMOs, yeah.
This is why. You want to know when Wrath of the Lich King is coming out? Look at the Warhammer Age of Reckoning release date. You don't need anything from Blizzard.
Mm.
I don't know exactly what's going on in the Warhammer beta. I wish I did. there's a lot of conflicting reports about whether it's good or bad or anything like that, but we can kind of guess that Wrath of the Lich King is coming out later this year, but with a September release date for Warhammer, I think that's a pretty big deal. They want at least a month of full subscriptions of their game before Wrath comes out. Because if they came out after Wrath, they wouldn't get anything. They'd get a very small amount. But a lot of people itching for something new right now. And like I said, I mean, you know, your mileage may vary on your own particular server, but on the three servers that I've been on, it's kind of a lot of the same thing. People are biding their time, stuffing their coin purses, you know, throwing a little extra gear on the characters from Battlegrounds or whatever, and that's it. Nobody's doing anything serious in WoW right now. Not really serious. So if anything comes along that's especially interesting, they'll go do that for a while. And that's your chance to hook them into staying. So.
Yeah. Jeremy, did you play anything this past week?
Nope.
All right.
You know, that's interesting, though, about the WoW economy nowadays, is because I quit playing WoW before Burning Crusade came out, but when Burning Crusade came out, I picked it back up again,
mm-hmm.
just to play Burning Crusade. But even then, I was starting to see signs of, it's clear that the volume of max level players has skewed the economy from what I had remembered it being a year or so, year and a half prior. It was just a completely different game economy. And coming into it, you know, then I was like, man, I can't buy anything at all. Like, this is really frustrating.
Yeah.
And so I've been kind of going back and forth. Am I going to pick it back up when Wrath comes out just to check out what they've done and everything? And the more and more, from hearing stuff like you've said from other people I know that are still playing, if you have walked away from it, it's this one is going to be even worse about not being very forgiving if you're walking back to WoW.
Yeah, if you want to at least get to the same level everybody else is.
Yeah,
like
you will.
Epic fought, like in the old game, you know, your epic riding mount versus your standard riding mount. That was your big money sink. Like your big single. This is 900 gold. 900 gold's actually kind of a pain to earn in the old game. And the difference between, like, the two, like, your standard riding and your epic riding, it's not that big a deal. Like, it was...
Yeah.
Whatever. You could get along just fine without it. The way that they've changed travel with flying mounts and everything, the way they've changed your interaction with the world has meant that it's very uncomfortable not to have epic flying, which is an enormous money sink. I mean, you're talking about, like, in the neighborhood of, like, $7,000 from the time you hit 70 to the time you are flying around on an epic mount.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money. And they've added ways to get that money. They've added all the dailies and everything. It's just that, you know, all those things are still there. Everybody's pretty much got the mounts they want. So every day, you go spend a couple hours, you do these dailies, you walk away with 300 gold per character, per 70, you know, and all of a sudden everything costs 10 times what it used to. So,
yeah.
Which it seems okay. It's just, it's, you know, it sounds kind of stupid to like simply talk about a game's economy, but what it boils down to is how you spend your time in the game. That's really what it boils down to, is time economy.
It is. It really is.
And what is my gameplay like? So when the economy changes, what you do in the game changes. Like what the game is about changes, the objective changes. So it's a very weird thing. And it makes you wonder what it's going to be like if, like you say, you haven't played, you know, you come back, Wrath of the Lich King, you know, takes more money than you can conceivably ever get your hands on to do anything really interesting. I don't know. I've got a couple of characters that are really good earners, so I go in and I do my dailies every day, and I don't have anything else to buy, so I'll be rich like everybody else, which means I'll be poor like everybody else.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know, it's weird to see. And still living as strong as it is, I guess it's the anticipation and the hype that's keeping people there as much as it is.
Maybe.
But it's interesting to me. I mean, maybe I just have a much shorter attention span. But Burning Crusade came out, a year and a half ago?
January, like, 16th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little over a year and a half ago. And man, like, a lot of these people that are still playing have been playing. I mean, they've done it all, quote unquote, so many times over and over. I don't know how they do it. It's amazing to me.
I see. This is why I really.
It's a good game, but
this
I'm
is
not
why
that
I really
interested.
Have a lot to say about. I think these people are more. I think a lot of these people are really addicted to some degree or another to playing an MMO, like not just WoW. And I think a lot of people that are playing World of Warcraft are first time MMO players, but I think a lot of others, especially a lot of the people I know personally, simply like to play MMOs, and they bounce around to other things. They're always looking for something a little bit different. WoW isn't by any means the perfect expression of it, but nobody else gets it right. So you bounce over to someone else's world and you're like, okay, maybe I can move in here. Maybe I can, like, make this the game I play for the next year and a half or so. And it doesn't work. Collapses under its own weight. Or the support evaporates. The back end disappears. Your performance is horrible because the specs are ridiculous, like Vanguard, you know? Yeah. So what have you got? I mean, what are the big players since WoW came out? EQ2.
That wasn't a big player.
Do what?
EQ2 was not a big player in my book, anyway.
It was when they were both launching, because it launched right before WoW. I can't remember. They launched in the same season, and I remember it was a big deal. I had a lot of people trying to figure out which one they were going to play.
Really?
Yeah. Which one were we going
to?
Well,
WoW wasn't the force that it was when it was. You
See,
know,
well,
at
in
launch.
My group of friends, it was, because we had one of our buddies who was in the EQ beta, mm-hmm. EQ2 beta, and two of my friends were in the WoW beta, so we all got to see both games. And after looking at both of them, at least for us, I mean, it was such a one-sided decision, because EQT was so bad comparatively.
Yeah. Like, well, this is what everybody found out. Like,
yeah, I guess
a couple
so.
Months
and
after
so
the
I never realized that there was really much a debate, because among all the people that I knew that play those games, there was no debate. It was all right, we're all going to get WoW, and nobody's going to play EQT.
Yeah.
Which is interesting, because we all came together and played MMOs on the original EverQuest. Like, we were all there at launch and everything. We'd been playing for ages, and then we just comparatively, I was like, man, this is a good game. And this one is one that they looks like they didn't care about at all. So, I don't know. It's interesting to me to hear that. I was completely unaware that that was a debate between people.
Yeah. It didn't last long. The indecision, the debate.
Yeah, I imagine not, because there was a clear difference.
So, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Before we go, because we're going to be wrapping up this hour and move downstairs because it's just too hot. You're not going to stay with us for the next hour, Jeremy?
No.
Okay, well, we should let everybody know that you now have a PS3.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Yes.
PS3.
You can hold it up for the camera if you want.
All right.
He bought it today from a guy here at the radio station.
Stole it, actually.
I would love to do a donation drive to send James and Zilladana to PAX. Somebody suggested in the thing. But yeah, so Jeremy's got him a PS3 now, and he got Def Jam Icon.
Otherwise known as trade-in credit.
So yeah, I've got...
You're not going to enjoy the DJ controls? Or the
musically charged combat?
He's going to help someone else enjoy them by trading it
in. There you go.
Yes.
Dress yourself in the hottest gears. You fight with or against hip-hop's biggest stars. Come on, man. The sure, hottest gear.
I'm sure someone will love that.
Don't hit me. I'm hot.
Man, every time I go out to get in a fight, I always have to dress myself in the hottest gear first.
So I'm guessing you're going to be going with Straximus?
If it's available.
Yeah.
If somebody hasn't taken it like Fishbang.
I rankle, dude, every single time I log in.
I shouldn't laugh. I'm going to get home and be so pissed off.
Strax, Straximus, Straxus, all gone. Jeremy Straximus,
how
gone.
How many iterations of Straxus did I go through on Xbox Live before I came up with Straximus? What was the stuff it used to suggest
Grumpy
to me?
Grumpy Straxus.
Grumpy Straxus, yeah.
Uncool.
Accurate, but not acceptable.
Yeah. So yeah, you're going to go with that. We've got, before you go, I need to give you the games downstairs. I brought your Resistance, my used copy, which you apparently have my actual copy.
Do I still
copy.
Have it?
I think we did
determine that
you've
I've
still
got,
got
it. I didn't buy it.
You've got Tomb Raider, Dead Rising, Cameo.
Dead Rising? I totally don't want that anymore.
Yeah. What else? I think you still got my copy of Fear.
Do I have?
I don't know. I don't know. You've got some PC games of mine too. Yeah.
Years.
So, plenty of stuff. So, but yeah, you need to get those copies of Resistance and Metal Gear Solid 4. I brought for you.
Rock.
So.
And then you need to get Uncharted. You need to put Uncharted like.
It's very high on my list.
It needs to be. It's a good game, but like we said, you might want to wait. Until the trophies are implemented.
When is that?
Trophies for Uncharted?
Weeks,
I'm not sure. I think it's in August, late August. You'll probably be at PAX when it happens.
Yeah, that figures.
Yeah,
you need to go home and subscribe to Core.
So you can get into the Resistance 2 beta.
Hey, yeah.
But yeah, we'll have somebody to play Resistance 2 with now as well. You know, not that we're going to have
No, we're not.
And so now it's up to Dennis and Daniel. To hop on the PS3 train.
I need to hop on the laptop train first.
That is 100% true.
I think I can wait on the PS3 for a while.
That is 100% true. The laptop train is a better train to hop on than the PS3 train.
Well, we're going to head downstairs now because it is just way too hot in the studio to finish doing this show for another hour. It's a lot cooler downstairs, so we're going to be off the main stream. Join us on the webcam stream. We'll have that back up here in just a bit.
I don't think we're ever
And we're gonna finish the show for you, but we'll come back. It won't be 6 minutes after the hour. It may be sooner than that, actually. But we'll be back in just a bit here with more Evil Avatar Radio coming up. Remember, we'll be on the cam stream, not on the web stream anymore. So we'll be back in just a bit, I guess, with more.